Greetings and welcome. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. On today's program, some powerhouses of music. Music of Chopin, Stravinsky, the Vancouver Welshman's Choir, and yes, some oboe music. Let's start with some Brahms, his variations on a theme by Haydn, also called the St. Anthony Variations. Now, Brahms wrote it back in the summer of 1873. This consists of basically a theme in B-flat major, based on a chorale of St. Anthony, 8 variations, and a grand finale. The work was published in 2 versions, the first for 2 pianos, and also then for orchestra. Today we're going to sample some of the orchestral version. This exciting first performance was actually given, not this one, but the first performance was actually given back on the 2nd of November in 1873 by, get this, the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra under Brahms' own baton. And today we are going to hear the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra again, but it's not under Brahms' baton, it's under the baton of Sir John Barbaroli. Let's take a listen. Thank you. How fantastic was that? That was the Vienna Philharmonic with Sir John Barbaroli conducting, and selections from Brahms' Variation on a Theme by Haydn. And now we're going to hear the amazing story about courage and genius combined. I'm speaking of Vladimir Horowitz. Now, pianist Vladimir Horowitz left Kiev at the age of 22 with American money, get this, tucked into the soles of his shoes. His exit visa allowed him to be away for 6 months, but he stayed 60 years and eventually became a U.S. citizen. It was thought then that he would never return to the Soviet Union, but at the tender age of 82, all this changed, and he had a desire to see Russia once again before he died. And with an agreement made up by the United States and the Soviet Union, he returned as an ambassador of peace. We could all learn something from that right now. His concert was a sellout in Moscow, with comments like, and I quote, "It is not human. It can only come from heaven. And he is the only pianist who can play colors." Well, today we are in for a treat. We get a sampling from the iconic concert. Here is music by Chopin. And very well-deserved applause. We heard some selections from Chopin, his Mazurka in C-sharp major and F minor, and that was the incomparable Vladimir Horowitz. And one hopes that his hopes of peace transfer through the music. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I believe it is time for a little bit of festivities in the program. Some music by Stravinsky. He wrote Petrushka in 1911 as a burlesque in four scenes, with the action taking place at the fair in St. Petersburg back in 1830. This is the story of a Russian traditional puppet Petrushka, who's made of straw with a bag of sawdust as his body, but who comes to life and develops emotions. And they come to life, as you can hear it in the music, in this final tableau number 4, back at the fair with merrymaking and, I would say, some mayhem to boot. And not to be outshone, here is the Philharmonia Orchestra with Elihu Inbal conducting.
Thank you.
the Philharmonia Orchestra with Elihu Inbal conducting. And that was music from Stravinsky's Petrushka. You can almost see them dancing in that one. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to move upwards in time and just to a little new geography with some music by the Vancouver Welsh Men's Choir. This is under the direction of Robin Thomas.
So
The Vancouver Welshmen's Choir, a very powerful performance of The God Who Gave Us Life. And before that, a little more mellow, softly, as I leave you. And it is the time of the program that I look forward to all the time. It's oboe music time. And today we're going to go back to the traditional of Bach, but in a unique form, in the form of the oboe d'amore. Now, this is the middle child between the oboe and the English horn, and it's rich and beautiful in its sound. And you may know, if you date back a little bit, it's most famous in its modern usage, perhaps in Ravel's Bolero, where the oboe d'amore follows the E-flat clarinet to recommence the main theme for the second time. Do not worry, today it's a PG show. No images of the movie 10 today, but a great performance of Bach's Concerto for Oboe d'Amore with Douglas Boyd. He's joined by the members of the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. Beautiful and powerful performance by Douglas Boyd. He was joined by the members of the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. That was Bach's Concerto for Oboe d'Amore. I just love that piece. I do thank you for joining me. You have been listening to Classical Chaos of Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Till next time. And do